Good afternoon. Well, local investors remain rather cautious with the continued rise in infection rates of COVID-19 across several states in the US, but also here in Australia, with another big spike in Victorian cases, 75 in the last 24 hours. Certainly some signs of concern amongst most Asian markets as well. We saw the ASX 200 finishing about 89 points, or about 1.5% lower, closing at 5,815 points. It was down by roughly 130 points, or a little more than 2% at one stage as well, but in the last half hour or so did manage to lift itself up off those particular lows. Basically, we had all sectors in negative territory today. Some of the heavier losses coming through from the energy sector. Oil and gas companies such as Beach Energy down around 5.5%, Santos, Oil Search and Origin down more than 3% each as well. The financials were another sector to close in negative territory. The big four banks down between 1 to 1.5%. They were down as much as 2.5% around lunchtime. So the recovery for the financials really a big part of the broader improvement or the lift off the lows for the ASX 200 as well. We had industrials down quite sharply, Qantas falling about 5%, Transurban, the toll road operator, also down about that 5% mark, although it was trading ex-dividend or ex-distribution on today's market. Other travel stocks also not faring too well, so Flight Centre and Webjet down about 5% each, although Regional Express, the regional airliner today, actually bucking that particular trend, up 17%. So it is basically looking to go ahead with a number of flights between major capital cities in Sydney, Melbourne and also Brisbane. And that will add a little bit of extra competition to some of the mainstays, the likes of Qantas and if Virgin continues to fly them as well. So Regional Express looking to start those particular flights as of March next year. Some other declines, though, coming through from tech names. WiseTech Global, one of the worst there, down around 8%. But there were some smaller declines for the communications, also healthcare sector and the staples. Consumer staples having the smallest fall on the Aussie market. The likes of Coles and A2 Milk both lifting around that 1%, helping that particular sector. Gold stocks also having a pretty strong session. No surprise that when there is that flight to safety, demand for the precious metal improves. So gold prices at the moment, in terms of US dollars, around the best levels in 7 to 8 years. Evolution, a standout there as well, up about 4%. Other companies to not do so well, we had Southern Cross Media down around 5%. The company did announce this morning that it is eligible for around $10 million worth of federal government funding in part of their public interest news gathering program, or the PING or PING program. So that wasn't enough to help lift the stock, which fell at that 5%. There was also a bit of a drop for Jumbo Interactive, which is a gaming company, an interactive gaming company, down about 13%, and the largest decliner on the ASX 200. They recently agreed to a new 10-year reseller plan with Tabcorp, and basically they're paying Tabcorp about $15 million up front and also some service fees to be able to resell lotto tickets. TAB shares down a little bit as well at the close of today's session. Some winners though, JB Hi-Fi up around 1.5%, Domino's Pizza also up a little more than 1%, and Ampol up more than 1%. It has confirmed its interim CEO will be made permanent a little bit later this year. The Aussie dollar also a little firmer today against the greenback, buying 68.8 US cents.